Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. 13 months ago, Alexis Mundes weighed 426 pounds after reading Bob Harper's book, Are You Ready? And being inspired by NBC's weight loss show, The Biggest Loser, she started a journey into a new healthy life. Throughout the process, Alexis has changed her outlook on life and lost a lot of weight, 200 pounds to be exact. Once a political campaign staffer, Alexis now is focused on a career helping others lose the weight and gain a healthy lifestyle for themselves. Alexis, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Alexis. I'm so happy to have you on the show. I'm so inspired by your story. And you can tell us about your life up until the time that you read Bob's book and if you'd been struggling with weight since you were young, or is this something that happened when you were an adult?
Mm-hmm. I have been struggling with my weight ever since I was like 5 years old. I've always been overweight, not chunky, but very overweight. When I was five, I had a lot of medical problems, and I was put on a lot of medication, and I gained weight really fast. That kind of started a cycle of I'm overweight, I don't understand why, kids were making fun of me, and I learned to use food as a coping mechanism to deal with all the stress that had been going on, which pretty much set me up for all of my childhood being overweight and, you know, seeking out food to comfort me. When I went through high school in 3 years and I went off to college right away, I was very focused and driven on getting through college to go on to law school. I went through college in 3 years also. As soon as I graduated, I ended up working on a campaign. I traveled around the United States on the campaign, had a horrible, horrible lifestyle, sleeping very little, eating pretty much everything that you could get your hands on. I was a smoker. I was a drinker. It just was not a healthy lifestyle at all. But I didn't see myself as having a problem. I was about 365 pounds and thought I was in all right health. Like, I wasn't seriously ill or anything in my mind at that time. After the campaign ended, I was in a car accident that left me with a broken leg, a broken foot, broken ribs, 7 surgeries to reconstruct my left arm. It was pretty bad. Oh. And I spent all of the time recovering, just sitting in bed, not doing anything except eating. And it became very depressing, and it got to a point where I didn't want to get out of bed, and I didn't realize how much weight I had gained. I had put on 60 pounds in a couple of months. And, my mom and I, we always watch The Biggest Loser, and we've watched it since the very beginning. And I always sat there and thought, gee, I wish that was me. I wish I could lose weight like that. And for some reason, I just sat there one night and watched it and said, enough's enough. At that time, I was 21 and miserable with my life. I had no job because I had been off in the car accident. I wasn't moving. I was spending my life in bed just eating my life away. And I was like, this is no way for me to live my life. So I read Bob's book, and it's been different ever since.
That is so incredible. I really feel for you with that accident. I mean, that situation is the type that, of course, anyone would gain weight. And already, you were already heavy at that time, so it just, accumulated. But that's a really tough situation. How did you handle that emotionally? Did you have support, or did you talk to someone about it?
To be honest, I didn't deal with a lot of the car accident until after I started losing the weight, because I didn't have to as long as I had food. Food was my coping mechanism. So as long as I could continue to eat, I didn't really have to deal with the problems in my life. And it really wasn't until after I started working through that, starting the weight loss process and having to learn how to deal with those things, that I really had to deal with the trauma that I had gone through in the car accident. And it was rough. Like, you go through rough periods. it was rough.
Now, how did you get the motivation? I mean, I know that the show motivated you mentioned, but Bob, in Bob Harper's book, Are You Ready? But I mean, when you're in that emotionally, distraught situation, what really just made it happen, do you think?
I don't know that I could pinpoint one specific thing that really just made everything click that all of a sudden everything, I wanted to change everything in my life because that's what I did. I just kind of turned everything upside down and everything that I had known. I think I just got scared that I was missing out on my life, that there were things that I wanted for myself. I want a family. You know, I wanted a career that I was happy with. I, you know, wanted to go and do things in my life, and I just knew that I wouldn't have those opportunities unless if I changed something and changed it drastically.
You know, the thing I really admire, too, is there's I talk to so many people who say, well, if only I could go on The Biggest Loser, and you mentioned that, and I love how you had, you know, the motivation to go and get Bob's book and do it on your own, and I just really commend you for that. And I hope that, you know, I don't know if you've tried to reach Bob. He's a hard guy to get a hold of.
Yes, he is. Yes,
I have tried to reach him, and I've interviewed so many celebrities and people from The Biggest Loser, and I can't get a call back. But, boy, I would keep trying because I think he would be so happy to hear what you've done. And what was the, you know, what are some base, you know, first steps that you took for people who are listening who feel like, I understand, it's a great story, but I just – I'm having trouble making the changes. What would you recommend?
I would recommend starting small. It's not like I woke up one day and said, I'm going to go running, you know, because at the time I just couldn't. You know, make small changes. First thing I started is I started writing down my food. I wasn't even counting calories at this point for, like, the first week. I just wrote down everything that I put in my mouth. And that was a huge eye-opener. I had no concept of how much food I was consuming in a day, let alone a week. And then when I started writing down, like, the calorie count on the food, and, you know, I was hitting 4,000 calories, 5,000 calories on any given day without a problem. And it was a huge eye-opener. If you're looking to start, just start small with basic things like counting your calories and just move your body. You know, when I started walking around the block. That's all I did. I walked around the block, and that was a serious workout. When you're 426 pounds, man, I was covered in sweat. I was, you know, hard breathing. Like, it was a lot of work. But eventually you move on to walking 2 blocks, and then you can walk 3 blocks, and then you can walk 4 blocks, and then you can jog those blocks, and then you put on miles. And now, you know, I'm in the process of training for a marathon.
Oh,
so start small and just keep going.
That is so terrific. Now, did you consult anyone about, you know, nutrition and you know, changes in that regard or you know, proper exercise techniques, things like that?
No. The basis of my education has been from Bob's book. He discusses nutrition. He discusses proper exercising techniques. He has a picture-by-picture guide on, you know, how to do certain things. I've done it without a gym membership, so I've really done it all on my own.
That's incredible.
As far as nutrition, you know, I've done a lot of research on my own. I'm a big supporter of organic. I eat a clean diet, so, like, no salt, no preservatives, no additives, no sugar, no fake sugar. I think that's really helped propel my weight loss. And it definitely made me feel better. I mean, I've noticed a huge difference, even in my personality. You know, I have less major mood swings and those types of things. Once you get that crap out of your diet, it's amazing what can happen.
It does. It makes such a difference. I call myself a whole fooditarian. I got to coin that term. It's a little long, but I always say to people, you know,
I like it.
Thank you. I basically say, if it's a whole food, I'm going to eat it. If it's a processed food, I'm not going to eat it. And I've done a lot of interesting shows. There was a woman I interviewed recently named Annie Bond from National Geographic, and she wrote a lovely book called True Food, and it's wonderful. And I just interviewed Dr. Lippman from the 1111 Wellness Center. I mean, his, you know, his patients are Kira Sedgwick and Kevin Bacon and Gwyneth Paltrow and Donna Karan, and he's huge. And he is an amazing MD who believes in, you know, complementary medicine and alternative medicine. And he wrote a really great book called Spent, and it's all about being tired all the time and things that people think happen when they're just getting older. And he says, no, you know, you need to eat a whole foods diet. So it's just so important. And, again, just hearing from a real person who's done it, I think, makes such a difference. And that's why I definitely wanted to have you on, because it's tough to make these changes. And it's really nice to hear from someone. Now, another thing, too, like with The Biggest Loser, I do have a few complaints, I'll be honest. I think the weight loss, it's so fast. And I think that can give people the wrong idea. you know, really, I used to teach weight management, and healthy weight loss is like 1 to 2 pounds a week, or maybe 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. But 30 pounds in a week, that's a little strange. But also, people aren't usually exercising, you know, 10 hours a day or whatever they do on the show. And as much as I love the show, I just tend to think that they push people a little bit too hard. And so was it hard for you when you were, you know, I'm guessing if you were losing weight at a more normal pace, did you compare yourself, or did you know that, you know what, that's a show and they have a totally different setup?
You know, I didn't actually compare myself too much to the show.
Oh, that's
I knew that I was losing, I lost weight very, very quickly.
Oh, did you?
But I had a lot of weight to lose.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it was a little easier for me to lose it quickly. I tell you what the big difference was from when I started to where I am now. When I started this, my goal was to lose weight, and now my goal is to live a healthy lifestyle.
That's great.
So, you know, initially all of my actions were just to lose weight, and you work out till you can't work out anymore, and that's just not a lifestyle that you can maintain. I mean, there's only so many hours in a day. You have other obligations. Like, that shouldn't be your goal. Your goal should be to be living a healthy lifestyle. And I think that's the message that sometimes gets missed on The Biggest Loser.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, that's the whole thing. I used to be a health and lifestyle coach. I have a master's in public health and health ed and health communications. And I do. And, you know, I do a lot of shows on weight loss, but I always say no matter, you know, if it's someone losing a lot of weight or a little weight, there are heavy people who are healthy, and there are thin people who are not. And I always get annoyed with our culture that we're so, you know, obsessed on weight. And I always just like to point that out. If you're thin and you're eating Twinkies and you just happen to have a high metabolism, that's not healthy. And if you're heavy and you work out and you eat whole foods, but you just happen to be a heavier person, I'm not talking super heavy, but you know what I mean. I like to get that message out there because you don't hear that much. And I think it's important for people, again, to focus on the healthy lifestyle, like you're saying. Now, tell us about what you're doing now to help others.
I've been absolutely dumbfounded by the amount of people that have come to me. You know, people that I've met online on Facebook, old classmates from high school, old friends saying, you know, I want to make the changes that you've made, you know, can you help me out? And at first I didn't really know how to handle that responsibility because at that time I still was early on in my process and it hadn't occurred to me that this was something that I wanted to do as a career. At first I was a little overwhelmed, but, you know, the more I thought about it, I was like, I've been through it myself. You know, I know it works for me, and I think it'll work for other people. So, you know, why not give it a shot? You know, so I've just been working with people, anyone who comes to me and says, you know, can you help me out? You know, I'd like to make some changes. You know, the first thing I do is I tell them, go get Bob Harper's book because I swear by it. I think it's great. And then, you know, help them out with whatever they need. A lot of times people who want to make the change, all they need is some support. Someone to say, you know, you're doing good, keep going. I think that goes such a long way, just having that support and having someone encouraging you to do the changes that you were trying to make.
Yeah, the support really makes a big difference. And, you know, if you have any other advice in just the last few minutes that you want to make sure that we touch on.
Just say, if you're even just casually thinking about making changes, do it. Like, just do it. Just go and do it. You don't have to be super overweight. You don't even have to be overweight at all to make healthy lifestyle changes. You know, I have a friend who's very thin right now, but, you know, really focused her life on living healthy, staying active, eating right. It's a continual process. So, you know, if you're starting this thinking that there's a finish line to being healthy, it isn't. It's a lifestyle. You're going to live it for the rest of your life, and hopefully it'll be a very long life if you're eating healthy and exercising.
Yes, that is such a good message. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on. And how can people get in touch with you?
I can be reached at alexis.mundis@gmail. That's A-L-E-X-I-S. mundis@gmail.com, and I'm also on Facebook.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, that's how I found you, or you found me.
Yes,
and
we found each other.
Yes, exactly. And I want to thank you so much, and if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a terrific week. Give Alexis a call. She's been there firsthand, and it's amazing. Oh, I did want to ask, now you've lost 200 pounds, I mentioned in the introduction. Right?
Yes.
That where you are now.
Yep.
And how long did that take?
13 months.
Wow, that seems really fast. That's incredible.
Yeah, it happened really quickly.
Yeah. Oh,
it's starting to slow down because, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you know, that even though I've already was about to sign off, I'm the host. I'll come back on. You know, the plateau situation. I'm stuck on my words.
Mm-hmm.
Are stuck. But I give the advice for people, because that can be tough if you're large and you lose a lot of weight fast. Eventually, you're going to plateau. How have you handled that?
Yes. Well, when I hit my first plateau, the first thing I did was totally freak out, not understanding, you know, what exactly was going on. When you hit your plateau, and it's not going to be one, you'll hit many. There's many along the way, especially if you have a lot of weight to lose. Don't change everything that you're doing. Just continue to do what you're doing. Your body is just telling you you've lost a lot of weight. I need time to adjust to it.
Mm-hmm.
But don't, you know, try to change everything or try to overwork out or underwork out or think, well, okay, I've lost all that I can lose, and now I'm not going to do anymore. Your body just needs time to catch up with the changes that it's making. And, you know, your mind will go through the same process. You know, you see yourself, I see myself at times at the same weight when I was at 426 pounds. Like, it takes your mind and your body some time to catch up with you, especially when you do it really quickly. So just be patient with yourself when it comes to plateaus. Just be patient.
Well, that is such great advice. And, again, I want to thank you. And if people want to reach me again, it's yourhealthradio.org. I want to thank you so much. Everyone have a great day. Keep being.